I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians in Cameroon are stuck between a rock and a hard place. Boko Haram threatens them in the north and civil unrest in the west. Also, 4 days of holiday cheer in the United States and with a call to action for believers. Find your place in today's stories on Mission Network News. Believers are running low on options as Cameroon wages war on two fronts. Ilia Jadi, the Africa Bureau Chief of World Watch Monitor, describes a Boko Haram insurgency in northern Cameroon.
Ministers in that area are not safe. They have to leave the area or were attacked, ransacked, set on fire, destroyed by Boko Haram. We heard a number of stories of church ministers killed by Boko Haram. Attacked and killed.
At the same time, government forces are fighting armed separatists in western Cameroon. American missionary Charles Wesco was caught up in the crossfire back in October.
This American missionary has become a victim of an issue. But before him, other church leaders, ministers have also been killed there.
Christians are being told to leave both areas of Cameroon, but it's not an easy choice to make. Please pray for peace in Cameroon and pray for believers who face difficult choices.
For missionaries, for churches to run their ministries, they need peace. Pray for them, for their safety, for the safety of their church members, and pray for wisdom. Pray for the Cameroon authorities, political authorities, for wisdom.
November is National Adoption Month. Bethany Christian Services is celebrating with those who've gone through the adoption process. Stephanie Burnett shares her story.
Adoption has been a major part of my life. My parents were unable to have children, so they looked into adoption, and they actually met my birth mother 3 months before I was born, so the whole thing was pre-planned. They developed a relationship with her, and my adoption has been completely open.
Burnett says she later met her birth father, and now she has four loving parents. Yet Burnett has been on both sides of the adoption spectrum.
A cool little twist to my story is that at 19, I actually found myself pregnant, and I was in the exact same situation that my birth mother was in. I called my adoptive parents right when I found out that I was pregnant. They were nothing but supportive. And then I called my birth mother. And again, she was nothing but supportive. And having her while I was going through the process of choosing an adoption plan for my own child was the most helpful thing.
Burnett's son was born in 2012, and now she has an open adoption with him and his parents. Celebrate the gift of adoption this month with Bethany. And have you started defrosting your turkey yet? Thanksgiving comes up this Thursday in the United States. Shortly after that, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and Giving Tuesday. This day serves to really bookend the Thanksgiving season. After we've taken time to thank the Lord for the ways He's blessed us, we can then turn around and bless others as well. Mission India is one of the ministries you can support this Giving Tuesday. Through Mission India, you can sponsor any of their three gospel ministries in India, children's Bible clubs, adult literacy classes, or church planter trainings. Mission India's Eric Morrishead says they recently launched a new program called The Momentum.
It's a monthly giving program, and the idea is each month you would get uniquely tailored content that would be sent to your inbox. If you chose to sponsor your own children's Bible clubs or adult literacy classes or church planning training, you would get a story each month for one of those programs that you've decided to sponsor.
And when you give to Mission India, you'll also hear back how many people have been directly impacted by your gift.
Not only are you giving this money to this organization like Mission India, but now we're reporting back to you saying, because of your giving, these 3 or 4, these 10 or 100 kids each year are being reached by the power of the gospel.
Learn more about supporting Mission India this Giving Tuesday at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year to help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get yours at missionnews.org. To listen on demand or in your daily flash briefing, just search your Alexa app for Mission Network News. I'm Dodd Morris.